I've come here tonight to tell you my story. This is not an easy story to tell, and I've told it many times, but it never gets any easier. But I want to tell it to you, and I'll explain why at the end. I was born and raised in New Jersey. I had a mom and a dad and a brother and a sister. You would think that we were the typical American family, but that wasn't true. When I was 5 years old, my grandfather started molesting me. I didn't know what was going on. I was very scared, and I knew that it was bad. I somehow managed to tell my mother, and she put a stop to it, but she never explained to me that it wasn't my fault. I was left with the feeling that I was somehow responsible for this. And in fact, she told me never to talk about it, and my father pretended like it never even happened. And it was this big, dark secret in our family that no one was allowed to talk about. Several years later, another relative started sexually abusing me. All the sick feelings from before came back. I felt like I couldn't go to my parents because the way they reacted last time. So I just kept quiet. I bore it all by myself. And it ended when this person moved away. There were several other instances of abuse, one with a neighbor boy and one with a complete stranger. This all left me thinking that I must be this very bad, dirty, unlovable little girl because this kept happening to me. And I didn't know how to deal with all this pain and despair that I had. Eventually, I did find a way to deal with it. When I was 10 years old, I took my first drink. I liked it. It made me feel good. It took all my pain and despair away, even if it was just for a few hours. So I continued doing it. When I was 12 years old, I found something else, and that was marijuana. And I liked this too. I liked getting high. It took away all that pain. So I continued doing that. When I was in ninth grade, I was high and drunk every weekend. When I was in 10th grade, it was practically every day. I didn't know any other way to deal with my pain and despair. I was never taught about God being a loving father. To me, he was always this distant, punishing judge. It never occurred to me to turn to him. When I was 18, I discovered something else, and that was sex. I thought that having sex with boys meant that they loved me and that they cared about me. And I was so desperately, desperately trying to be loved. And that's the only way I knew how to do it. So I would get high and drunk and have sex with boys. When I went off to college, I lived in a co-ed dorm that had parties all the time. So I fit in real well. While I was at college, I was introduced to all these other drugs, like cocaine and speed and Quaaludes, and I tried them all. I was always searching for that perfect high, for something to make me feel in control of my life. But the truth was, my life was spiraling out of control very fast. When I was a junior in college, I became pregnant. My first reaction was one of total fear. I didn't know what to do. I felt like I couldn't tell my parents. They weren't very compassionate and understanding. And I did tell my boyfriend. His attitude was, well, it's your problem, you deal with it. I didn't know who to turn to, so I consulted a few friends, and they said, get an abortion. In fact, abortion was very well publicized all over campus. It was talked about, it was accepted, it was easily obtained. That's all you heard was abortion. I never heard any other option. I never heard of any other help or anything. When I was at a friend's house, in fact, on the student newspaper we were looking through, there was a big ad for an abortion clinic. So I decided to call them. They told me I had to bring cash, $150, cash only. They told me to come in, and it was a couple days later. I went to my boyfriend and told him what I was planning to do. He was very happy that I was taking care of my problem. He did give me half the money, and I went to the abortion clinic.